请我们读诗篇126篇。
Can we turn to Psalm 126?
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream.
我们满口喜笑、满舌欢呼的时候，外邦人中就有人说：“耶和华为他们行了大事。”
Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them."
耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。
Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting.
那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
我们非常感谢主，这次我们有机会，大家能够在一起，一同来看诗篇中的上行之诗。
We thank the Lord for the opportunity to come and study together the Song of Degrees.
我们不是一篇一篇仔细的看。
We will not look at these Psalms individually.
我们要来看背后的一条线。
We want to look at the silver lining behind the
song. 怎么会把
这
15篇的诗篇放在一起
？How can these 15 psalms be connected together？
原来这15篇的上行诗背后有一条的道路。
And we know that actually what this shows us is a way.
那诗篇84篇称它做锡安的大道。
And that this way is called the highway to Zion in Psalm 84.
那这条路就指明给我们看，基督成圣之道在哪？成圣的道路在哪里
？And this way shows us the way of sanctification for Christians.
基督徒成长的路又在哪里
？And where is the way of growth for Christians？
那么首先呢，我想我们需要把这十五篇的背后的地理背景。做一番的说明。
I think first we need to explain the geographical background of these 15 psalms first.
昨天我讲了大概一点背景以后。
Yesterday after I gave you a brief overview.
我就察觉到恐怕对于从来没有去过以色列人会有一些的困难。
And then I found out that it may have been more difficult for those that haven't been to Israel to understand the geography of Jerusalem.
所以昨天晚上我们漏夜就把这个。有关的这些图片把它收集出来。
So we made an extra effort last night to try to prepare some pictures.
那么我们就做成一个我们稍微给弟兄姊妹介绍一下。
I made it into a PowerPoint presentation to show it to brothers and sisters.
不过在我们说明这个以前，我还是给大家大概有一些的概念。
But before we go to that, I'd like to explain things first.
我们知道。自从以色列人被掳以后
，We know that ever since the people of Israel they were exiled.
大部分以色列人走锡安大道，但是大概就是诗篇120篇这里到134篇这里所告诉我们的。
So most of the people of Israel they do take this path described in Psalm 120:134.
那不管你从哪个方向
，No matter where you came from.
那么大尤其是北，尤其是在耶路撒冷以北的。
Especially for those that were north of Jerusalem.
也许你从巴比伦。
Maybe you came from Babylon.
也许你从叙利亚。
Maybe from Syria.
或者你从这个或者从这个什么哈米基多顿。
Or whether it be from Armageddon.
或者拿撒勒那一带。
Or Nazareth.
他们不多半都是跨过这个边界的约旦河。
Most of them they would cross the Jordan.
往东走。
Go east.
那大家如果翻开地图的话
，So if you open maps，
我们知道以色列是一个很狭长的一个小国家。
Now Israel is actually a very narrow nation。
从南到北大概只有160英里。
So from south to north is probably 160 miles long。
所以实在是个很小很小的国家。
It's actually a very small country。
那么从东到西呢，又是很是很窄。
And from east to west, it's also very narrow.
那西边就是大海了。
In the west, you find the Mediterranean Sea.
那么东边呢，刚好就是约旦河。
In the east, you find the Jordan River.
这个约旦河是南北向的。
Jordan River flows north to south.
所以大家如果可以想象主耶稣那个时候。
So if you can imagine during the time of our Lord Jesus.
他带着门徒们。
He brought his disciples.
那么多半从加利利，然后到了某一个地方，他就跨到约旦河的东边来了。
So they probably went down Galilee and then went east of the Jordan.
然后一路上就南下。
And then they went all the way south.
那么大概到了耶利哥的附近。
So when they came close to Jericho,
他们就过了约旦河。
So they would cross the Jericho.
那个地方大概就是以色列人在约书亚告诉我们他们过约旦河的地方。
This is probably the location described of where Joshua led them across the river.
你过了约旦河，你的脸当然就是朝西了。
Of course, when you cross the river, your face is towards the west.
结果有一个景象你不会忘记。
But there is a picture that you will never forget.
因为你会发现你自己已经在水平面底下。大概300公尺左右。
Because you would know that you are 300 meters below sea level.
而你如果往西看，往海边这个方向看。
So if you look west towards the seaside.
那这个时候你会看见一个很高的山脉。
You will see a great mountain range.
那么这个山脉是南北向。
Now this mountain range goes north to south.
所以如果你面对着那个山的话，那么就等于好像从你的左边一直到你的右边那样这样的一个方向。
So if you face that mountain range, you'll notice it goes from the left to the right.
那么这个山地叫做犹太山。
And that this mountainous range is called the Judean mountainous range.
那假定说以色列人这个，假定说以色列就是我这个五个手指所。是这样子的。
So if you would imagine Israel to be represented by my five fingers.
这个以色列这个地图啊，地理有一点像加拿大。
Actually, the geography of Israel is similar to Canada.
你加拿大的省都是从南到北，从南到北，从北到南，从北到南。
So all the mountain ranges in Canada are north to south.
它的省 provinces.
Oh, all the provinces go north to south.
所以如果你要知道以色列的地势的话。
So if you want to know the geography of Israel,
你只要拿个五个指头就可以。
So just open, take your five fingers.
那么当然这边是地中海了。
And then towards this side of is the Mediterranean.
那么这个就是沿海的平原。
And this is the plain along the seashore.
那么这个就是常什么腓力斯人地了，都在这些地方。
So the Philistines are all along that line.
然后呢，我的靠我这个就是靠我这个指头。
So
This
ring finger,
结果你发现这个呢就是一个中央的山脉。
You'll discover it's the central mountainous region.
那么这个是从北一直到南。
From north all the way to south.
你知道吗？最北有黑门山。
And the north you find the Mount Hermon.
然后呢，你有伯特利。
And Bethel.
然后呢，比方说有耶路撒冷。
And Jerusalem.
还有呢，比方说希伯伦。
And Hebron.
通通是在这个山。
Are all on this ring finger.
所以对于腓力斯人来讲。
So for the Philistines.
住在这个山脉里面都是。高山族的人都是山地同胞。
So for those that are in this ring along this ring fingers, for the Philistines, these are all ones that dwell in the mountains.
就科技的发展来说，他们远远赶不上这些人。
Actually, from a scientific advancement perspective, they're not as advanced as those near the sea.
所以你看，当他们全副武装的时候。
So when they are equipped militarily.
结果大卫还要拿石头来打他们。
David had to use stones to deal with them.
所以你就可以知道这个两个，你看这个，这是所有圣经里面重要的发展的。故事的地方通通是在这。
So most of the important stories occurring in the Bible all occur on amongst these two fingers.
然后这个中指呢
？And then the middle finger.
就是我昨天所说的，地球的脸破了相以后，一个很大的骨裂谷，就是这样一直下来的。
You know, you discover that in this earth there was in history a crevice that was created along this middle finger.
那这个就叫做约旦河谷。
And this is called the Jordan Valley.
那么我们知道说约旦河也就是沿着这个约旦河谷之间流下来。
And then the Jordan River actually flows along this Jordan Valley.
那么这里面呢有一个很有名的湖，就是加利利湖。
And then there's a very famous sea which is called the Sea of Galilee.
那是全世界最低的一个淡水湖。
It's actually the lowest sweetwater river lake in existence.
是在海平面底下200公尺。
It's 200 meters below sea level.
然后呢，你这个，然后约旦 江河就从那里流出来。
And then the River Jordan continues on.
然后继续的往下流，流到还有一个湖叫做死海。
Flows towards another sea called the Dead Sea.
那个就是全世界最低的地方，那就是大概水平面底下400公尺。
And that is where we find the lowest place on this earth, which is 400 meters below sea level.
然后死海南边以后就是所谓的阿拉伯。阿拉伯的这个平原，阿拉巴的一个旷野。
And then south of the Dead Sea, you find the Arabian Desert.
那么不是。
Araba.
这个阿拉巴旷野呢，就是圣经里面说是到了大灾难的时候，这个富人要逃到旷野的那个旷野。
And then this Araba Desert is what spoken of where the woman as she was fleeing.To the wilderness, this is the place she was going to flee to.
然后呢，一直，然后下面一直就到了，还有一个海叫做红海。
And then you keep on going south, you come to the Red Sea.
很早很早的时候。
In early times.
那是很早了。
Very early.
那是就是地质学的历史来说，地质的历史来说。
And then it's according to geological history.
最早的时候，这个死海，这个红海，死海。还有加利利海是连成一片的。
The Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, and the Red Sea were all connected.
所以这个就是属于这个所谓的，这个属于所谓的约旦河。
And this is the river, the Jordan Valley.
然后呢，到了这里就是外约旦的山脉 ，Transjordan 的。
When you come to the index finger, you come to the Transjordan mountainous region.
然后到了这里就是所谓的，这里就是开始就是这个沙漠了，就开始旷野。
And then on the thumb you find the desert.
所以我们可以说这个以色列呢，它的地图大概这样。
So you can say generally this is the map of Israel.
那么现在呢，很多的人都是从约旦河外，就是从外约旦那边过来的。
So now many people they came from outside the River Jordan and they came to Jerusalem.
那如果是在耶利哥附近，过了约旦河。
So if they crossed the River Jordan near Jericho.
那立刻你所面对的就是一个很大的高的山脉。
So then what you face there is a great mountainous region.
那就是中央山脉。
And that's the central mountainous region.
那么在你所在的地方，就是在死海附近。
So the place where you are, which is near the Red Sea.
你会发现那个中央山脉最高的点就是耶路撒冷。
And then you'll find that the central mountainous region, its highest point is in Jerusalem.
所以这就是诗篇121篇。
So this is Psalm 121.
这些人已经大概到了那一带了。
So these people have come to that area already.
所以他们就向山举目。
So they look up to the mountains.
这个时候他们才知道说他们所要去朝圣的地方是远远好像在天上一样。
So this time they would know that the pilgrimage that they were making was going to go to a place like if it was as high as heaven.
他们才发现他们身上有一个重量。
They discovered that they had a weight holding them back.
他们才发现说当他们要往上走的时候有一个力量要将他们往下。
They discovered that as they were moving up, there was a strength of a weight pulling them down.
那这是所有上行道路的开始。
Now this is the beginning of the way of ascent.
然后呢，如果那么这个时候。这个路乃是从这里一直到山上那条路乃是山谷的路。
So this way was actually a way in the valley.
那么你若沿着河谷，沿着山谷呢，你就可以一直达到了耶路撒冷。
And if you go up along the valley, you would reach Jerusalem.
不过特别是海，那这个你从海平面大概300公尺一直到海平面以上1000公尺。
So you go from the sea level all the way to 1,000 meters above sea level.
那么特别是海平面到海，特别是海平面到海。到这个海拔以下大概300公尺这一带的地方。
So if you go from 300 meters below sea level to the sea level,
这一段的河谷，这个由以色列人称它做火谷。
And then this valley is called the Valley of Fire.
这个可以说这一段路最艰难的。
This is actually the most difficult part of the journey.
很少有人走这条路不流眼泪。
Rarely do people when they walk this way, they are not in tears.
所以这就是诗篇84篇那里所说到的流泪谷。
So this is what is spoken of in Psalm 84, the Valley of Tears.
你如果穿过这个河谷，就好穿过这个山谷，就好像经过地狱一样。
So you go through this valley, it's as if you're going through hell.
那这个时候不光白太阳会伤害你。
So this time not only will the sun harm you.
夜间月亮也会 也会害你。
And then the moon will also smite you by night.
那么主耶稣受试探那个旷野也就在附近。
And the wilderness where our Lord Jesus was tempted was also in that area.
那一带的犹太的旷野。
The Judean desert in that area.
今天如果大家有机会还可以看得到。
Today, if you go there, you'll still be able to see it.
那实在是个很可怕的旷野。
It's actually a very terrible desert.
没有人烟的。
There's nobody there.
那么古时候的修士呢，就选在那个地方就。建造他们的修道院。
And all the monasteries were built, ancient monasteries were built there.
那么大家还记得吗？
Does everyone remember?
如果在耶路撒冷，
If you're in Jerusalem,
他们到了赎罪日的时候，
They came to the Day of Atonement.
他们不是要把有一个羊要放到旷野去吗？
Don't they have to send a ram to the desert?
这就是赎罪祭的，赎罪日的他们要做的一件事。
This is what they had to do on the Day of Atonement.
那么这只羊呢，就把所有以色列人的罪就带到旷野里面。
And then this goat would take all the sins of the people of Israel into the desert.
那么如果在耶路撒冷的话，
If it's in Jerusalem,
那么你把羊送到哪里去呢？
So where would you send the goat?
就是送到这个犹太旷野。
You would send them to this Judean desert.
所以大家都知道。
So everyone knows.
当你还没有到耶路撒冷以前，
So before you come to Jerusalem,
你要从耶利哥附近的旷野经过犹太的旷野。
You have to go from the desert of Jericho through the Judean desert.
你在耶利哥附近的时候，
When you're close to Jericho,
你看过去好像都是一片枯黄。
And you look out, it's as if everything is parched land.
死海没有生命。
The Dead Sea has no life.
里面连一条鱼也没有。
There's not even a fish alive in the sea.
周围几乎难得看见一棵树。
You rarely see any trees surrounding
it. 好不容易你看一棵树像伞一样。
If you see a tree that's just looking like an umbrella,
那就圣经里面的 acacia wood, 就是这个皂荚树。
That's the acacia wood mentioned in the Bible.
所以你看见非常的孤单，非常的凄凉。一点的生命也没有。
So it's very lonely, very monotonous.
你觉得你已经过了迦南了？
You feel
你已经过了约旦河。
You felt that you had already crossed the River Jordan.
但是这个就是你的第一个印象。
But this is your first impression.
我们留。
So,
那么它的东边呢，有很深的谷。
Now for Jesus had the Last Supper on the West Mountain.
那么今天的坟墓就是那么对基督徒来说。
So for Christians,
有圣殿的那个耶路撒冷是。
So the Jerusalem that has a temple in it is the old Jerusalem.
那么现在西山的耶路撒冷，那么在教会历史里面，他们觉得这是新耶路撒冷。
So Western Jerusalem, in some people's eyes, in the church, they feel that this is the new Jerusalem.
那么东山是什么呢？
So what is the Eastern Mountain?
东山就是摩利亚山。
Now the Eastern Mountain is Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山是南北向很长的。
Now Mount Moriah mountainous region is going now south to north.
那么圣殿盖在哪里呢？
Now where is the temple built?
圣殿大概就盖在这个整个摩利亚山这个最中间的那块。
So the temple is probably built right in the middle of Mount Moriah.
但那个还不是最高的。
So, but this is not the highest point.
你若再往北的话，
If you keep on going north,
那就是哥哥他山。
Then you'll come to Golgotha.
所以哥哥他山就是摩利亚山。
So Golgotha is actually a part of Mount Moriah.
你看见亚伯拉罕在摩利亚山献上以撒。
So Abraham offered Isaac on Mount Moriah.
我们的神也是在摩利亚山把他儿子献上。
Our God also offered the Lord Jesus on the cross on Mount Moriah.
那这个是在他的北边。
So this is towards its north.
那么如果你沿着那个山再往南走的话，
So if you keep on going south on the mountainous region,
然后你会或者这样说好不好？让我来形容一下。
So let me describe to you.
你现在想象我这个人如果这样站着的话。
So imagine if I stand this way.
那么我这个整个人就代表摩利亚。
And my whole person represents Mount Moriah.
那么圣殿呢？圣殿山，圣殿就盖在我这个背这个地方。
So the temple should be built right on my back.
那我眼睛这个地方就是什么呢？就是哥哥他山。
And my eye, the location of my eyes, this is where Mount Golgotha would be.
那我这个脚的地方。
And where my feet is located.
你就可以知道这个等于是什么？这个等于是摩利亚山慢慢到了山脚，慢慢下来。
So then,
低靠近山谷这个。
You see that it's going towards the valley of Mount Moriah.
那里有一个池子叫做希罗亚的池子。
There is a pool there called the Pool of Siloam.
那么大家还记得希罗亚的池子就是叫那个瞎子的眼睛可以开开。
You know that Pool of Siloam is where that blind man received sight.
这个希罗亚这个词在希腊在这个当地的人。
So this pool of Siloam amongst the natives.
那个原文的那个就不，我们是叫做希罗亚。
We call it the pool of Siloam.
其实他们是叫希望。
But it's actually called Siwan.
希望那个词叫做希望。
The pool is called Siwan.
那希望所在的那个地方。
So the place of where Siwan is.
这就是圣经中的锡安山。
This is what the Bible calls the Mount Zion.
Zion 和希望在原文是一个音的。
Zion and Siwan are the same sound in the original.
那么那个就是当你读圣经所谓锡安的保障。
So this is speak where it speaks about the fortress of Zion.
又叫做 City of David.
Or the City of David.
那在1967年以前，
在before 1967，
没有人知道锡安在哪里。
No one knew where Zion was.
他们都以为说是在哪里，都在西山。
They all thought that Zion was in the Western Mountain.
那就是今天的所谓锡安山。
So this is what they speak of the Mount Zion of today.
我还记得我第一次到了以色列的时候。
I remember the first time I went to Israel.
我到了这个锡安山。
I came to this Mount Zion.
我就想起圣经里面的话。
I remember the word of the Bible.
谁能够登耶和华的山呢？
Who can ascend to the hill of the Lord?
我心里就竖大拇指说，你看我终于登了耶和华的山。
So I gave myself a thumbs up and said I was able to ascend to the hill of the Lord.
不过我稍微小心一点。
But then I was careful.
到耶路撒冷要很小心。
When you go to Jerusalem, you have to be very careful.
你知道很多东西都是假的。
Many things are fake.
你空欢喜一场。
You rejoice falsely.
你看见吗？这个殿顶有两个殿顶。
Now you know there are.
你跳下来是两个。
There are two pinnacles of the temple.
所以你可以有两个。
There are two of them.
那最后晚餐的地方有两个。
There are two places where the Lord had supper.
主耶稣坟墓的地方有两个。
There are two places where the Lord's tomb is located.
哥哥他有两个。
There are two Golgothas.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主，幸好是两个。
It's good that there are two.
如果不是两个的话。
If it's not two.
你看见今天很多人就拜起来了。
Many people will start worshiping that place.
所以我们没有把握。
So we're not 100% sure.
这是件太好的事。
This is a wonderful thing.
所以如果有机会大家去以色列的话。
So if you go to Israel.
你不能带着朝圣的心情去。
Don't go there like it's a pilgrimage.
以色列人可以朝圣。
The people of Israel, they can go as if it's a pilgrimage.
这个是历史，你看见吗？
But for us, this is history.
所以我们知道有的东西根本不是真的，根本是假的。
So many things are fake, they're not real.
所以我就后来就想说，我稍微问一下。
So let me, think, and I said, let me ask.
那么我就进到一个修道院。
So I went into a monastery.
因为我知道说这个锡安山是所谓天主教的锡安山。
Because I know this Mount Zion is a Catholic Mount Zion.
就自从后来这个慢慢演变的，那么是锡安山不错。
So that they proclaimed it to be Mount Zion.
他们叫那个地方叫锡安山。
They said that it was Mount Zion.
所以我就问他。
So I asked.
我问修士。
I asked him.
我说，请你告诉我，这个地方是不是真的就是锡安山呢
？I asked him, is this the true Mount Zion?
他说，这个不是大卫那个时候的锡安山。
Said this is not the Mount Zion of the time of David.
那我说，那么在什么地方呢
？Said where is it then?
有很多的山。
Said there many mountains.
我就希望找一座山，就是圣经中的锡安山。
So I thought I should ask him, and he probably tell me one of these mountains, Mount Zion.
他说，你不是往上看。
He said you can't.Look up.
你也不是往前看。
You don't look forward.
你要往下看。
You have to look down.
你一看看得很深很深谷那个地方。
So if you look at all the way down to the valley.
你从下上面看下去，它不是一座山。
If you look down, it's not a mountain.
它根本在山谷里。
It's actually in the valley.
但如果你到了山谷。
But if you come to the valley.
你发现那里有一座小山。
You'll find that there's a little mountain there.
那个小山就在摩利亚山的山脚底下。
It's actually at the foot of Mount Moriah.
那么这个山脚底下，这个山就叫做锡安。
And then that mountain is called Mount Zion.
锡安山是所有耶路撒冷许多山里面最矮最小的山。
So Mount Zion is actually the lowest mountain amongst all the mountains in Jerusalem.
所以这就是锡安山。
So this is Mount Zion.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这个整个摩利亚山北边是哥哥他山。
Now Mount Moriah towards the north, you find Mount Golgotha.
南边是锡安山。
So towards the south, you find Mount Zion.
那么它的地势是慢慢的从最低的慢慢爬到最高的。
So the geography is such that if you find you will go from the south all the way to the north.
那么这个有为什么这个地形呢？
Why is it such a layout?
有它的原因的。
It has its reason.
因为那个附近有一个矿场。
Because, near that area there is a there is a mine.
Quarry.
A quarry. Yes.
那么你知道说这个， 这个耶路撒冷的石头，圣殿的石头从哪里来
？So you know where the rocks that build the temple, where did this come from?
他们把石头挖出来以后
，So actually what they did is after they quarry these stones.
那个石头都是很大很大。
Now these stones are actually very very huge.
有的石头像这个聚会厅这么大。
So some of the rocks are actually as big as this meeting place itself.
很大很大的石头。
It's very huge.
所以读圣经就说，那么这个石头从哪里来
？So they asked, where are these stones from?
因为圣经告诉我们说
，Because the Bible tells us,
当圣殿盖起来的时候，你听不见这个凿子铁器的声音。
So because when the temple is built, you shouldn't be able to hear the sound of the instruments.
那么我们要问这个石头从哪里来
？So where did these stones come from?
最早的时候大家想说会不会是从北方运来的
？In early times, they felt, where did this come from the north?
后来他们找到了。
Later on, they found out.
那个石头就藏在，根本就在什么？就在摩利亚山底下。
So those stones are actually found right under Mount Moriah.
那么，如果大家今天有机会到以色列去
，So if you have a chance to go to Israel today,
很可惜大家去以色列都是跟着传统走的。
So it's a shame that whenever you go to Israel, normally you go according to tradition.
走的地方十个大概有七个都是假的。
And then among the 10 places you go, 7 are fake.
花了1,000-2,000美金回来，有70%都是假的。
So if you spend $2,000 and then you go there, 70% are all fake.
那如果你到了那里以后，那你就在他这个大马士革门的那个附近。
So actually, if you come towards the gate on the way to Damascus,
在那个附近底下就有一个很大很现在找了一个很大很大的一个矿场。
They found a huge quarry.
那是很大很大的地方。
And it's a very huge place.
你记不记得这个？如果我们姑且说这个以色列国的犹太国的末后皇帝
，Do you remember the one of the last kings in the kingdom of Israel？
就西底家，你记得吗
？Was it
Zedekiah？ 然后他呢？他就后来就逃这个。兵荒马乱，他就逃到耶利哥附近去。
And during the time of war, he fled to near Jericho.
这个周围通通根本，其实实在说来，这个周围通通是这个是敌人。
And in the area, it's full of enemies.
不过后来还是被抓到了。
But of course, in the end, he was captured.
那他怎么逃的呢
？So how did he flee?
就是从这个矿场。
He fled from through this quarry.
有人称它做所罗门的采矿场。
Someone called them the quarry of Solomon.
那里有个地下通道，可以一直通到耶利哥的。
There's a tunnel there that can go all the way to Jericho.
大家可以想象到了。
So you can imagine.
很了不起。
This is an amazing work.
所以如果你进到里面去的时候
，So if you go to the inside of it,
你才发现说里面已经有很多凿下来的那个痕迹。
You'll discover that there you find some trace of where the rocks were quarried.
四方块。
They're actually all rectangular in shape.
Squares.
Cubes.
那么你看这个你发现它是四方块，一个一个的，很清楚。它那个切的，你都看得出来。
And you can see where they cut it into cubes.
因为你一进去，整个的屋顶就是那个摩利亚山嘛，就整个 rock， 整个的大磐石。
Because actually, if you look up towards the ceiling, it's actually the Mount Moriah itself.
整个的摩利亚山是个大的磐石。
So the whole Mount Moriah is a huge rock.
所以它从大的磐石里面凿下一个小的。
So from this huge rock, you would quarry these smaller rocks.
所以你看，这个一个老早就切好的。
So they are already pre-cut.
所有凿的这个凿的声音，通通在里面。
So all the noise of the rocks being quarried, it's in there.
通通就在这个里面。
They're all inside.
那么然后凿好了以后。
So after they had been quarried.
那怎么办呢
？So well, then what do you do?
因为它在北边
，because it's in the north，
在摩利亚山北边
，it's towards the north Mount Moriah，
所以地势是最高的
，so actually it's the highest place。
那么你怎么把这个石头运到 最中央的部分。
So how do you ship that towards the middle of the mountain?
他们就利用地心吸力，用重力的原理，就把它推，一直推到这个地方去。
So they would push it using a gravitational force.
然后把它别起来的时候。
So after they would put them up on top of each other.
不用浆糊，也不用水泥。
They don't need a cement or they don't need anything other to
glue together. 根本不需，什么都不需要。
You don't need it.
他用自己的重量就把它叠起来了。
Because its own weight would keep it in place.
所以圣殿呢，就好像积木做出来的房子一样。
So temple, the temple is like made up of cinder blocks.
所以我们你要知道说这个是圣殿的，这个石头不是我们中国人所想的那种小石头。
So this temple is not made up of the little stones that we imagine.
所以我们知道说这个就是哥哥他山的故事。
So this is the story of Golgotha.
哥哥他山就在那个附近，你看见这个这些活石就已经被预备好。
So this Golgotha, these stones were prepared.
然后到了摩利亚山那个地方，就把圣殿就建造。
And then at Mount Moriah, then they will build up the temple.
你看这些地理的背后。
So if you look at the background of this geographical location,
都隐藏着一个非常非常重要的故事。
There's also a very the all important story behind it.
整个我们今天基督徒的经历。
The whole experience of us Christians.
新约里面所给我们看见一切的真理。
And all the truths that the New Testament shows.
你看见背后的图画。
You see us that the picture behind it.
都在这个地理的里面。
All occurs within this geography.
所以非常有意思。
So it's very interesting.
那么这个是什么呢？这个就是摩利亚山。
Now this is Mount Moriah.
那么现在我们已经看过了。
Now we have already seen.
这个耶路撒冷是有西山有东山。
Jerusalem has the western mountain and the eastern mountain.
东山最北的是哥哥他。
And the northest part of the northern mountain is Golgotha.
中间的就是摩利亚山。
Towards the middle part is Mount Moriah.
或者是圣殿山。
Or the temple mount.
然后在南边一点的。
And then you can go a bit south for the south.
那就是锡安山。
Then it's Mount Zion.
好了。
Okay.
这个是城墙里面的部分。
This is the part that is inside the city wall.
那城墙外面的部分。
Now how about outside the city wall?
我们知道还包括什么？还包括橄榄山。
It also includes Mount of Olives.
那这样大家知道橄榄山在它的东边。
So now you know Mount of Olives is to the east of the city.
橄榄山再往东边去。
And if you come on going east on Mount of Olives,
那就靠到约旦河那里去。
Then you go towards the River Jordan.
然后你可以想象得到，在它在西南方。那么你就晓得那里就是耶利哥了。东南方，对不对？东南方。
So then, if you go toward the southern eastern part of that area, you come to Jericho.
你就想象有一条谷，有一个山谷从那里慢慢的上来。
And then there's a valley that goes upward towards that area.
那么如果你站在这个橄榄山上
，So if you are standing upon Mount of Olives,
你如果向西往海边看的话
，If you go look west towards the sea,
你就会发现整个的耶路撒冷在你的眼。
So the whole city of Jerusalem is before you.
那么这个橄榄山呢，是很特别的一座山。
So the Mount of Olives is actually a very special mountain.
你站在橄榄山上。
If you're standing on Mount of Olives,
这个山几乎就分成两部分。
Now this mountain itself can be divided into two parts.
前山和后山。
The front of the mountain, the back of the mountain.
前山是面对耶路撒冷的山。
The front of the mountain is the one facing Jerusalem.
后山当然是面对。死海的山。
The back of the mountain is actually facing towards the Dead Sea.
那圣经中的伯大尼。
So the Bethany in the Bible
在后山。
Is in the back of the mountain.
所以大家都知道说，这个当主耶稣啊，他这个升天的时候。
So you know that when the Lord Jesus ascended into heaven,
他是被带到了伯大尼的对面。
He was brought to across the Bethany.
是橄榄山不错。
It is the Mount of Olives.
但是不要忘记是后山。
But don't forget, it was in the back of the Bethany.
所以当主耶稣升天的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus ascended in Bethany,
他的脸是朝着伯大尼。
His face was towards Bethany.
他的背是向着耶路撒冷。
His back was towards Jerusalem.
你知道这个背后非常有意思的。
Now this is very significant.
我们的主怎么升上去，我们的主也怎样。
How our Lord Jesus ascended into heaven, he will also in the same way descend.
他是对着一般伯大尼的人升上去。
He was facing towards those from Bethany and ascended.
他也是要回到伯大尼。
And he will return to Bethany.
所以这个背后也是一个很重要属灵的原因。
So there is an important spiritual significance behind this.
那么当你的脸朝向西边的时候。
So when your face is towards the west.
一片翠绿，全部都是绿。
You see, everything is green.
当你如果站在橄榄山上
If you're on Mount of Olives,
你的脸如果往东边看的话
If you go east, look east,
全部通通是
And it's everything's yellow.
所以你等于你的脚，一个脚踩在绿洲，一个脚踩在沙漠。
So as if your one of your feet foot is upon the oasis, the other upon the desert.
这是耶路撒冷。
This is Jerusalem.
有这么一座山。
So you have such a mountain.
这个山是南北向。
So this mountain is south, north and south.
但如果大家到迦南，整个迦南地。
But if you go to all of Canaan.
从但到别是巴。
So from Dan to Beersheba.
你看从但到别是巴。
So from Dan to Beersheba.
这就是整个的迦南地，对不对？
This is the whole land of Canaan, right?
如果你注意从但到别是巴，如果你测量的话，你找最中央的地方。
So if you measure the from Dan to Beersheba and you come to the central part.
那就是亚伯拉罕第一次到的地方。
That's the first time that the first place that Abraham came to.
那就是示剑。
And that is Shechem.
示剑是在两座山的中间。
Shechem is in between two mountains.
这两座山是东西向的。
These mountains are west, east, west.
是东西向的。
East, west.
那如果你站在示剑。
So if you stand on Shechem.
或者站在叙加井旁。
Or next to the well of
撒玛利亚妇人的。
The well of the Samaritan woman.
所以如果你站在那个地方的话。
If you come to that place.
假定说你的脸是往西看的。
Assume your face is facing west.
那左边的有一座山叫做基利心山。
Now toward the west, left, you have something, the Mount,
Gerizim. 然后你右边也有一座山。
And then towards the east, you also have another mountain.
所以这是两座山。
So there are two mountains.
那摩西告诉他们说。
And then Moses told them.
你们如果进去的话。
If you go inside.
你们要站六个支派站在这一个山，六个支派站在这个山。
There will be six tribes on this side and this six tribes on this mountain.
那在基利山这一边的六个支派。
Now the six tribes in Mount Gerizim.
要宣告神的祝福。
They will proclaim the blessing of God.
在这边山的六个支派
So the six tribes on this side of the
mountain 要宣告神的咒诅
They will proclaim the curse of God
你知道为什么吗
Why is that?
因为如果你这样看着两座山的话
See, because if you look at these two mountains
你会发现这边这个山呢全部是青翠的
Because you discover that on this side all the mountain is green
这个山呢全部是枯黄
On this side the mountain is all yellow
你一个脚踩在绿洲一个脚踩在绿洲一个脚踩在沙漠
You have one foot upon the oasis one foot upon the desert
原因很简单
The reason is simple
因为基利山当它向着黑门山的时候
So when that mountain Gerizim is facing towards Mount Hermon
你看黑门山的甘露就叫它清脆的很
So the dew of Mount HermonComing down will cause it to be green.
然后所有这个沙漠是从南边来的。
So all the desert air comes from the south.
圣经中 Negev 就是南地。
Negev is from the south.
南地。
The southern
这个南地就是撒哈拉沙漠的里面的一部分。
And then the southern land of Negev is part of the Saharan desert.
所以大家现在很清楚。
So now you're very clear.
如果你到了整个迦南地
，If you come to the land of Canaan,
你可以看见世界以北的像绿洲一样。
So you discover that towards the north of Shechem, it's like it's an oasis.
世界以南大体来说就好像荒漠一样。
So towards the south of Shechem, you see as if it's a desert.
这个就是迦南地。
This is the land of Canaan.
这个也是耶路撒冷。
This is also Jerusalem.
那么我们的整个迦南地有一个山是东西向东有两座山是东西向的。
Now there are two mountains that are run east-west.
给你看见一面是绿洲，一面是旷野。
Shows us that on the one hand you find an oasis, on the other hand you find a desert.
那么耶路撒冷呢？
Now how about Jerusalem?
如果你要找的一座山
If you're going to find a mountain
那能够形容这样的一幅图画
That can describe this picture
那么很清楚了
It's very clearly
这个就是橄榄山
This is Mount of Olives
所以我想大家现在应该清楚了
So now you think you're clear
等到你从山谷爬到这个耶路撒冷
So then when you climb from the valley to Jerusalem
那么请大家记得
So let us all remember
这个时候你已经来到了耶路撒冷的门口
At this time you come to the entrance to Jerusalem
为什么呢
Why?
因为橄榄山上有一个地方叫做伯法奇
Because there's a place in Mount of Olives called Bethphage
你记不记得主耶稣就是打发门徒去 领那个驴驹来
Remember the Lord Jesus So you go there.
你就知道说你已经进了耶路撒冷。
So you know you've come into the city.
所以到了橄榄山。
So when you come to Mount of Olives.
尤其到了伯发奇。
Especially when you come to Bethphage.
你已经脚站在耶路撒冷的门内。
Your feet are already within the gates of Jerusalem.
所以就像诗篇122篇所说。
Just like Psalm 122 says.
那么耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
So Jerusalem is like a city compacted together.
那弟兄姊妹，你看
到吗？ Brothers and sisters,
你远远看见的。
From a far distance,
是耶路撒冷的这一座城。
You see the city of Jerusalem.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
你如果仔细读第五节的话。
So if you study verse 5.
在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。
For their thrones are set forth in judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
那大卫家的宝座什么呢？
What is the throne of the house of David?
在哪里呢？
Where is it?
就是锡安山。
It's Mount Zion.
所以锡安山是大卫宝座所在的。
So the Mount Zion is where the throne of David is located.
这就是耶路撒冷。
So this is Jerusalem.
但是还有呢？
But
就是我们神的殿。
It is also the house of God.
那就是摩利亚山。
And that's Mount Moriah.
所以如果你从这个橄榄山往西看的话。
So if you look from Mount Moriah west.
那么当然现在你如果这样看的话。
So when you look at it, when you look from Mount of Olives and look west, towards Mount Moriah,
那么你最近那当最近你的就是最靠近你的就是那个这个基伦溪谷。
The closest to you, you would see the Kidron Valley.
然后你看见一个山脉在。
And then you'll see a mountainous region there.
那么最左边一点比较低一点，一直慢慢到深谷。
So you'll go, if you go left, you'll go lower and lower until the valley.
然后慢慢地往右边走，越来越高。
So if you go look to the right, it'll become higher and higher.
那如果你站对地方的话，那么圣殿刚好就在你的前面。
If you're in the right location, then this temple is right before you.
然后那个城墙很清楚，慢慢再往上去，那个就是哥哥塔。
And then if you keep on going right, you'll come to Golgotha.
那就是主耶稣钉十字架。
That's where the Lord Jesus is crucified.
然后在这个圣，在这个山的后面。
And then behind this Mount Moriah.
那就是西山了。
And that's the Western Mountain.
那么这个就整个的耶路撒冷。
And that's the whole city of Jerusalem.
所以你看你。你到了诗篇一百二十二篇。
So when you come to Psalm 122,
你不只看见那个联络整齐的那个地。
You see a city compacted together.
你也看到锡安山。
You also see Mount Zion.
你也看到这个摩利亚山。
You also see Mount Moriah.
所以如果包括耶路撒冷的话。
So if you include Jerusalem.
你看见这三座山就涵盖了整个的耶路撒冷。
So these three mountains cover the whole city of Jerusalem.
每次你读到旧约。
Every time you study the Old Testament.
读到耶路撒冷的时候。
If you come to Jerusalem.
你要知道耶路撒冷是有三个特点。
You have to know the three special features of Jerusalem.
是橄榄山加上锡安山加上摩利亚。
Mount of Olives, Mount of Zion, Mount of Moriah.
那这个对我们读圣经就很有帮助。
Then this can help us greatly when we study the Bible.
那到了一百二十三篇。
Now when you come to Psalm 123.
所以他说坐在天上的主啊，我向你举。
To you, I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens.
橄榄山是一座什么样的山？
What kind of mountain is the Mount of Olives?
它属灵意义在哪里？
What is its spiritual significance?
有一件事很有意思。
There's one thing that's very interesting.
当你读以西结书的时候。
So when you come to the book of Ezekiel,
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us this.
在这个圣殿被毁以前。
Before the temple is destroyed,
神的荣耀已经开始撤退。
The glory of God already started to retreat.
神的荣耀本来是在至圣所里。
The glory of God originally was in the Holy of Holies.
你进到圣殿。
When you come to the temple.
外院是在太阳的光。
The outer court is under the sun.
然后圣所。
And then the holy place.
是在灯台的光底下。
Is under the light enlightenment of the lampstand.
到了至圣所。
When you come to the Holy of Holies.
从肉眼来看的话。
From your physical eyes.
里面是黑暗。
Everything is dark.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那个光啊，那个光它的这个它的频率是远远超过你能见度的范围之外。
Because the frequency of that light is beyond what you can see with your physical eye.
那圣经说神的荣光就在约柜。
So the Bible tells us that the glory of God is there.
所以每次讲到神的荣耀。
So every time you speak about the glory of God.
你去问犹太的拉比。
You ask the Jewish rabbis.
他们都是想到在至圣所里面，你看有基路伯看守的那个神的荣耀。
They can imagine that glory is washed over by the cherubim.
你读历史。
If you study history,
你知道说公元前六百年以色列被掳了。
You know the 600 BC, the people of Israel were exiled.
圣殿被拆毁了。
The temple was destroyed.
这个你都是知道。
Now you all know that.
这是历史。
This is history.
但是为什么被拆毁？
But why was it destroyed?
以西结有解释。
Ezekiel has an explanation.
那个解释是什么？
What is that explanation?
就是因为以色列人失败。
And because the people of Israel, they sin against God.
拜偶像。
They worship idols.
就得罪神了。
And then they sin against God.
结果神的荣耀就不能忍耐了。
So then the patience of God ran out.
以色列的罪就逼迫神的荣耀。
So the sin of God persecuted the glory of God.
不能不离开他，不能不离开至圣。
So God had to leave the Holy of Holies.
所以圣经告诉我们说，这个神的荣耀，以西结告诉我们说，神的荣耀不依不舍的，慢慢就从那里就来到了门槛。
So the Bible tells us that the glory of God unwillingly left the temple and came to the gate.
然后升上去。
And then ascended.
但是有没有立刻就升到天上？
Did it ascend immediately into heaven?
没有。
No.
他留恋一下，看一看，舍不得。
It stayed back and didn't want to go back.
他一面走一面回头看一下。
On the one hand, it was leaving. On the one, it was looking back.
结果就在东边的橄榄山歇一下。
And then rested upon Mount of Olives on the east side.
然后从那里才升到天。
And then from there ascended into heaven.
从那个时候开始
From that time on,
神的荣耀就收到天上
The glory of God was received back into heaven.
如果一个房子里面没有神的荣耀
If there is no glory of God in the house of God,
这个房子和所有的房子都是一模一样
This house is like any other house.
所有的房子你可以把它烧了可以把它拆了
Any house, you can burn it, you can tear it down.
圣殿也可以拆了也可以烧了
That's why you can burn and tear down the temple.
这就是神给以色列人的讯息
This is the message that God gave to the people of Israel.
当神的同在真实的时候
When the glory of God is real in a place,
神许可圣殿存在
God allows the temple to be there.
如果那个实际已经不存在了
But if the reality is no longer there,
只要神的荣耀不在了
If the glory of God is not there,
它和所有的房子是一样的
It's like any other house.
你不要自己在欺骗自己
Don't deceive yourself.
你不要说这是耶和华的殿这是耶和华的殿这是耶和华的殿
Don't say, this is the temple of God, this is the temple of God, this is the temple of God.
你是自我催眠的
You are there deceiving yourself.
神任凭他一块石头不留在一块石头
Then God allowed it for not one stone to be upon another stone.
神从来不抢救这样的事。
The Lord never tries to rescue such a situation.
这是以西结告诉我们。
This is what Ezekiel told us.
到了四十三章的时候。
When you come to chapter 43.
我们知道以西容易是神的荣耀就回来。
We know then the glory of God returned.
所以一直到今天。
Even until today.
以色列人还在等神的荣耀回来。以色列人还是
The people of Israel are still waiting for the glory of God to return.
他们知道神的荣耀还没有回来。
They know that the glory of God has not returned.
他们知道弥赛亚回来了，神的荣耀就回来。
But they know that when Messiah returns, the glory of God will return.
弟兄姊妹，你懂吗
？So now you understand, brothers
and sisters. 所以现在我们晓得。
So now we know.
这个神的荣耀是从哪里升到天上去
？So where did the glory of God ascend to from?
从橄榄山升到天上。
From Mount of Olives.
你读四十三章。
If you study chapter 43,
等到这个荣耀回来的时候
，when the glory returns,
是从东边回来。
It will come return from the east.
所以现在我们明白了。
So now we understand.
你神的荣耀是从橄榄山升上去，也从橄榄山回来。
So the glory of God ascended from Mount of Olives into heaven and will return the same way.
非常有意思的。
It's very interesting.
那现在问题就是。
So the question is,
以色列人他们所等候的。
The Messiah that the people of Israel are waiting for.
他们觉得还没有回来。
They feel that he hasn't returned.
所以每年呢，到了祝棚节的时候。
So every year during the Feast of Booths.
他们最后一天。
The last day.
一定要做一件事情。
They will do one thing.
他们的祭司们要带着百姓要到希罗亚池子去挑水。
And then the priest will go to the pool of Siloam to get some water.
然后把水呢就倒在祭坛那。
And then we'll pour the water upon the altar.
他们还要做一件事。
And then they'll do one more thing.
他们要带着这些人到美门口。
And then they'll take these people to the beautiful gate.
现在脸呢不是向着太阳。
And now their face is not towards the sun.
脸背着太阳。
The face to for their backs are towards the sun.
他们的脸朝着至圣所。
And their face are towards the holy of holies.
他们有一个宣告。
They want to proclaim something.
他说我们的祖宗。
They said our ancestors
得罪你
our fathers sinned against you.
他们的脸朝向太阳
Their face was towards the sun.
他们拜太阳
They worshipped the sun.
他们的背向着你的荣耀
And their back was towards your glory.
我们悔改了
We repent.
我们巴不得你早一点回来。
We long that you will return soon.
大家明白吗？
Does everyone understand?
这个就是这个以西结那里告诉我们的。
This is what the book of Ezekiel told us.
以色列人他们怎么偷偷拜偶像？怎么拜偶像？
How did the people of Israel they worship idols? They worship this way.
所以这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
所以这就告诉我们说。
This tells us this.
他们还等着神的荣耀回来。
They're still waiting for the glory of God to return.
不过今年。一年比一年要近得多。
And then they know that they were closer and closer for the glory of God to return.
所以大家懂得就在这个空气里面。
So everyone understands under such an atmosphere.
主耶稣就站起来。
Then the Lord Jesus stood up.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Said if anyone is thirsty, can come to me to drink.
他知道他们的心是渴的。
They knew that they were thirsty in their hearts.
他们以为说神的荣耀还没有回来。
They thought that the glory of God didn't return yet.
他们还在等。
They're still waiting.
每年过这个节都做这件事情。
Every year they do such a thing.
你看见证明他们的心何等的干渴。
This proves that they are so thirsty.
结果就大声说。
So then the Lord.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
If anyone is thirsty, can come to me and drink.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
你们不是看见水从圣殿流出来吗
？Didn't you see that the water came forth from the temple?
什么时候圣殿水从圣殿流出来，就像以西结47章所说的，那么弥赛亚就已经来了吗
？So then you know that whenever that water comes forth from the temple, then you know the Messiah is already here.
你们还在等那个神的荣耀了。
You're still waiting for the glory of God to return as in Ezekiel.
但是我告诉你
，But let me tell you,
神的荣耀已经回来。
The glory of God has already returned.
我们的主就是弥赛亚。
Our Lord Jesus is that Messiah.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
If anyone is thirsty, can come to me to drink.
信我的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
He who believes in me from his innermost being shall flow forth rivers of living water.
你们看见圣殿里面有水流出来了。
So there is a water coming forth from the temple.
你们说神的荣耀回来了。
You say that the glory of God has returned.
你们看看这些基督徒。
Look at these Christians.
这些相信主耶稣的人。
These who believe in the Lord Jesus.
保罗怎么说呢
？What did Paul say?
你们就是神的殿。
You are the temple of God.
神的殿就是你们。
You temple of God is.
如果你看见神的殿里面流出活水的话。
So if you look at the water coming forth from the temple of God.
那就是以西结书第47章。
That's Ezekiel 47.
那就是告诉你说神的荣耀已经回来了。
Then it tells you that the glory of God has already returned.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在我们明白吗
？So now we understand.
在这里主的话是非常清楚的。
Here the word of God is very clear.
给我们看见神的荣耀已经回来。
It shows us that the glory of God has already returned.
这是非常非常清楚的讯息。
So this is a very clear message.
这就是约翰福音第7章的话。
This is John chapter 7.
为什么我讲这些呢
？Why do I speak about this?
非常重要。
It's very important.
这就解释了橄榄山。
This explains the Mount of Olives.
这就给我们看橄榄山的意义是什么。
This shows us the significance of the Mount of Olives.
那么感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的主是在哪里升天呢
？Where did our Lord Jesus ascend into heaven?
神的荣耀在哪里升天
？Where did the glory of God ascend into heaven?
主耶稣就在哪里升天。
That's where the Lord Jesus will also.
神的荣耀在哪里降下
？When the glory of God, wherever the glory of God returns.
我们知道。弥赛亚也在哪里
？We know that's where the Messiah will return.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
你记不记得
？Do you remember?
我们的主的确从。从橄榄山升天。
Our Lord Jesus ascended into heaven from Mount of Olives.
有一天他还要回来。
One day he will return.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有人告诉我们说。
Some people tell us.
因为现在这橄榄山有一个5星级的旅馆。
Now there is a 5-star hotel in the Mount of Olives.
他主耶稣回来大概先 check in 休息一下，然后再下去。
Many people say the Lord Jesus probably descend and then check in first and then rest a little bit inside.
然后他如果回来的话。
So when he returns.
那么他就下到。
He will go down into the Kidron.
他一定会经过克西玛尼。
He will go through the Garden of Gethsemane.
你能感觉他如果经过克西玛尼，他的感觉是什么
？So you can imagine his feeling when he went through Gethsemane.
在那里为了你我压出油来。
There for you and I, he was like olives crushed for oil.
你看见吗？这个是往事。
So this is in the past.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在他带着荣耀回来。
Now he brings back glory.
然后经过山谷。
And then going through the valley,
然后像诗篇24篇所说
，just like Psalm 24 says,
谁能登耶和华的山
？Who can ascend to the hill of the Lord?
只有弥赛亚
，only the Messiah.
然后圣经怎么说
？And then what does the Bible say?
众城门呐，头都要抬起来。
Lift up your heads, all ye gates.
为什么
？Why?
因为所有的城门
，because all the gates today,
都是开的
，are all open.
只有一个门今天是关的。
There's just one gate that's closed.
就是面对橄榄山的。
That's the gate that's facing Mount of Olives.
那个门叫做金门。
That gate is called Golden Gate.
那个门什么时候开呢
？When will that gate be opened?
弥赛亚回来的时候。
When the Messiah returns.
众臣们呢，头都要抬起来。
So lift up your heads, all ye gates.
为什么弥赛亚要从那里进去
？Why? Because the Messiah will enter through there.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的主荣耀就会荣耀的主要进来。
Then the glorious Lord will return.
现在大家懂了。
So now everyone understands.
很清楚。
It's very clear.
我们的主从橄榄山升上去，也从橄榄山。
Our Lord ascended from the Mount of Olives and will return from the Mount to the Mount of Olives.
大家还记得吗
？Does everybody remember?
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us this.
我们的主就是天梯。
Our Lord Jesus is the heavenly ladder.
他讲他对拿但也说
，He said to Nathaniel.
他讲到这个，他说，你们还要看见天开了。
You will see the heavens open.
人子上去下来，在什么？在那个梯子上面。
The Son of Man ascending and descending upon that ladder.
所以，人子上去下，所以这里告诉我们，我们的主耶稣就是那个天梯。
So this tells us that our Lord Jesus is that ladder.
他把天跟地连在一起。
He linked heaven and earth.
你知道这句话，这个故事是讲到这个讲到雅各的故事。
So you know this is the story of Jacob.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us，
雅各那时候躺在地上
，Jacob was lying on the ground。
结果神在天梯的另外
，God was on the other end of the ladder。
他醒过来怎么说
？After he woke up, what did he say？
这是可怕的地方。
So this is a terrible place。
这是神的殿。
This is the house of God。
也是天的门。
This is the gate of heaven。
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
他所在的地方
，The place where he was。
是天梯落脚的地方。
Is where that ladder lay its feet。
在上面。
And at the top,
就是神了。
It's God.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在他觉得真可怕。
Now he feels this is a terrible place.
这个地方就是天的门。
This place is the gate of heaven.
你不是要到天去？你不要到天去吗
？Don't you want to go to heaven?
你从哪里入门
？Where do you enter?
这就是天的开始。
This is the beginning of heaven.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
现在大家明白。
Now everybody understands.
什么叫做橄榄山
？What is the Mount of Olives?
橄榄山就是天的门。
The Mount of Olives is the gate of heaven.
天。从这里开始。
This is where heaven begins.
天堂从这里开始。
Heaven begins from there.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你就知道说。
Now you know this.
三座山。
The three mountains.
橄榄山到底代表什么
？What Mount of Olives represents?
那么感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你在橄榄山上。
On Mount of Olives.
你要看见耶路撒冷整齐、联络整齐的。
See that it's a city compacted together.
你记不记得
？Do you remember？
圣经说
，The Bible tells us，
新耶路撒冷乃是神所经营、所建造。
The New Jerusalem is the architected by God and built by God。
所以给我们看见耶路撒冷乃是神的工作。
So this Jerusalem is the work of God。
当你站在橄榄山的时候
，So when you're upon the Mount of Olives，
你看见神的工作。
You see the work of God。
你看见神为我们所完成的救。
You see the salvation that the Lord has accomplished for us。
你看见了。
You saw it。
这就是信心。
This is faith。
信心就是你灵的深处，你看见神为你所完成的。
Faith is in the depths of your spirit, you understand what God has done for us.
但是不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
耶路撒冷是你可以经历的。
Jerusalem is something you can experience.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
你要周游西安，数点城楼。
And then you'll go through Zion and you will number the buildings.
那成了 towers.
The towers.
让我们记得弟兄姊妹。
So let us remember.
耶路撒冷是唯一世界上的一座城。
Jerusalem is the only city in the world.
是像巴黎、像伦敦一样。
It's just like Paris and London.
你不可能整个周游巴黎，不可能。
You cannot walk through the whole city of Paris.
你光是那个巴黎凯旋门广场已经要了你的命，如果周游一大圈的话。
So if you just have to go through that Arc de Triomphe, it's already too much for you.
世界上没有一座城可以叫你周游的，不可能，数点城楼不可能。
There's not one city in the world where you can actually count every single tower in it.
但是耶路撒冷这座城。
But Jerusalem is such a city.
从一个头到另外一头，你跑得快，大概二十分钟就完了。
So from end to the other end, if you're quick, it's only 20 minutes.
而且上面有很多的城楼的，在大卫。
And there are many towers during time of David.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
你可以一步一脚印的经历整个的耶路撒冷。
You can experience the whole city of Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在大家懂吗
？So now everybody understands.
我们刚刚没有刚刚蒙恩得救的时候
，Now after we've been just recently saved,
那个生活是个信心的生活。
That life is a life of faith.
那是毫无疑问的。
That's without a doubt.
所以你远远看见。
So you can see it from a distance.
像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
他看见耶路撒冷，远远看见欢喜迎接。
He saw Jerusalem. Jerusalem and he rejoiced in his heart.
这什么？这就是信心的生活。
What is this? This is a life of faith.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这也就是意象了。
There's a vision here.
这个意象就是你看见了。
Is that you have seen it?
许多时候我们把意象讲得太高了。
Oftentimes we make vision to be too high.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
意象就是圣经里面所启示那些真理。
So vision is the truth revealed in the Bible.
那些福音的真理你看见了。
These gospel truths are what you have seen.
这个就是意象嘛。
This is vision.
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters，
感谢主
，thank the Lord。
今天蒙恩得救了。
After we've been saved today，
你看神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的心。
God is willing to reveal His Son in us。
问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
你是在耶路撒冷了。
You are in Jerusalem.
你已经在那里了。
You are there.
但是耶路撒冷又在你前面。
But Jerusalem is in front of you.
你看中间还隔一道谷的。
That there's a valley in between you.
你如果要登那座山的话。
If you are to ascend into that hill.
你要先往下走才可以。
You have to go down first.
你要先卑微才能升高。
You have to humble yourself first, then you can be as.
你要先经过流泪谷，然后能够带给你秋雨之福。
So you have to go through the valley of tears first before you receive the early rain.
你看，这是神的定律。
This is the law of God.
蒙恩得救以后，神给我们路就这条路。
After we're saved, this is the way the Lord God gives us.
清楚吗？
Do you see that?
你看见了。哦，那里有一座山叫做锡安山。
You see, there's a mountain there called Mount Zion.
那是大卫家的宝座。
This is the throne of David.
你蒙恩得救以后，
after you're saved,
你知道说，
you know that
我们的主比大卫更大。
Our Lord Jesus is greater than David.
今天我们心中有一个宝座。
Today we have a throne in our hearts.
基督设立他的宝座在我们。
Christ has established His heart in us.
这就是锡安山。
His throne in our hearts. This is Zion.
什么叫锡安山？
What is Zion?
你愿意顺服在他的权柄。
You're willing to submit under His authority.
不是你做头。
Not for you to be the head.
主宰做头。
But allow the Lord to be the head.
不是你做王。
Not for you to be the king.
是他来做王的。
Let Him be the king.Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
你蒙恩得救以后，
after you're saved,
你到底懂不懂呢？
Do you understand the truth?
懂了，
true,
这是客观的懂了。
This is a subjective understanding.
你信心相不相信呢？
Do you believe it with your heart?
你要也相信了。
You have to believe it.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
这只是天的门。
This is but the gate of heaven.
这只是开始。
This is just the beginning.
你如果要进到天堂里面的一切，
if you want to enter into the reality of heaven,
你如果要进入属灵的丰富的话，
if you want to enter into spiritual fullness,
这是好的开始。
This is a good beginning.
从信心开始的，
you start from faith.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的话。
The word of God
把这些都启示给你给我了。
Has revealed all of this to us.
我们应该相信。
We need to believe.
我们应该顺服。
We need to submit.
是不是呢？
Isn't it true?
很简单的。
Very simply.
那么然后呢？
And then,
也给我们看见那里有一个摩利亚山。
And then we see Mount Moriah there.
神的殿在那里。
The temple of God is there.
神的殿什么意思呢？
What does the temple of God
神的殿代表我们能来到神的脚。
The temple means that we can come to the feet of God.
我们能与主有美好的交通。
We can have wonderful fellowship with God.
像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
但那一双
But those feet,
那是钉是带着钉痕的脚。
As the feet that carry the nail scar wounds,
你就能与他有亲密的交通。
So then you can have fellowship with him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们都懂的。
We all understand.
我们都明白。
We all understand.
很清楚的。
It's very clear.
弟兄姊妹，一面我们需要相信。
On the one hand, we need to believe.
这就是天的门。
This is the gate of heaven.
一面我们需要顺服。
On the other hand, we need to obey.
这个就是大卫的宝座。
This is the throne of David.
我们需要交通。
We need the fellowship.
这是什么呢？
What is it?
这个就是神的殿。
This is the temple of God.
那么稀奇的很。
It's very amazing.
诗篇上行诗刚好分作三个五篇的。
The Song of Ascent are divided into three parts.
第一个五篇讲锡安，讲橄榄山。
The first five psalms speaks about Mount of Olives.
相信。
Believe.
第二个五篇给我们看见，这个给我们看见这个大卫，不，锡安山。
The second five psalms tell us about the Mount Zion.
那锡安山给我们看见顺服。
Mount Zion speaks about obedience.
你愿意不愿意顺服在基督的宝座底下
？Are you willing to submit under the throne of Christ?
那么到了最后的五篇
，And then the last five psalms.
到了摩利亚山
，You come to Mount Moriah.
你看见就与主有美好的交通。
You see, you have wonderful fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
前面的五篇
，The first five psalms.
因信称义
，Justification by faith.
第二个五篇
，The second five psalms.
因信成圣
，The sanctification by faith.
最后面的五篇
，The last five psalms.
因信得荣耀
，The glorification by faith.
这就是整本的罗马书。
This is the whole book of Romans.
罗马书前面八章讲真理。
The first eight chapters of Romans speaks about truth.
后面八章讲经历。
The last eight chapters speaks about experience.
前面在基督学校把你带到教室里面。
In the first part, you see that you enter into the school of Christ.
后面八章给你带到实验室里面。
The latter eight chapters brings you into the lab.
你如果问我说。
If you ask
整本的罗马书讲什么呢
？What does the whole book of Romans talks about？
就是西安的大道。
Is the way to Zion？
这就是上行诗所给我们看见。
This is what the Song of Ascent tells us。
感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord，
你看见稀奇不稀奇
？See that？ Isn't it amazing？
这就是这样的三段的道路。
So this is the three stages in this
一步
highway。
一步的往前去。
Step by step， moving upward。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
但这个只是你看见
But this is what you can see.
你明白了
You understand it.
你还没有经历
You didn't experience it yet.
你需要经过流泪谷
You have to go through the valley of tears.
你需要经过下面那个谷
You have to go through the valley of tears.
然后一步一步地往上去
And then slowly you have to move up.
所以当你读到123篇的时
候 So when you come to Psalm 123,
当然在这里很清楚了
But of course here it's very clear.
你在天的门
You are at the gate of heaven.
你自然的你就接受引导
Very naturally you are led.
为什么呢
Why?
因为这里告诉我们说
Because here it tells us.
古时候啊你这个主人怎么支配这个仆人呢
So in the ancient days, how did the master give instruction to his servants?
那个时候啊，你就看他的手就可以了。
Just look at his hand.
那个主人的手一拍，客人这个奴隶就知道了。
So he would clap his hand, and the slave would know to come.
所以如果你要接受引导
，So if you want to be led,
你要知道到底主人有什么意思。
So if you want to know what the master wants from you,
那你要怎么做呢
？What do you have to do?
眼睛很重要。
Your eyes are very important.
你不能东张西望。
You cannot look around.
你不能说我要多看一下这新闻，多看一下电视。
You can't say, wait a minute, I have to watch the news.
所以你如果这样的话，你就看不见那个眼睛了。
If it's that way, you cannot see his eyes.
你看不见他的手了。
You cannot see his hands.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你要往向上举目啊。
So you have to look to the mountains.
你现在已经来到天的门了。
You've already come to the gate of heaven.
现在你应该懂得怎么接受。
So now you have to know how to be led.
所以仆人的眼睛是怎样望主人的手
？So, however, the eyes of the as the eyes of a servant look to the hand of their master.
让使女的眼睛怎样望主母的手
？As the eyes of the maid to the hand of her mistress.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
现在你得救了以后
，So after you're saved.
你蒙恩了以后
，After you're saved.
你的眼睛非常重要。
Your eyes are very important.
你眼睛不要东张西望。
Don't let your eyes look around.
你眼睛不要被世界的花花绿绿吸引。
Don't let your eyes be distracted by the things of the world.
那个结果是什么呢
？What is the result?
神有个命令的时候你不知道。
When God has a command, you don't know.
神有个暗示你不知道。
God has a hint to you, you don't know it.
神从来不大吼大叫的。
God never screams and yells at you.
比如说你不听话，妈妈就吼你。
Sometimes when you disobey, your mom yells at you.
你的爸爸就吼你。
Your father yells at you.
然后你才听见了。
And then you hear.
但是弟兄姊妹，神是最
gentleman
的。
But no, brother, God is the most gentleman.
神什么也不做。
He doesn't do anything.
他只用他的手。
He just uses his hand.
我们的主的手是钉痕的手。
The hands of our Lord is the
钉痕的手在哪里
？Nail pierced hand. Where is the nail pierced hand?
我们的方向就在哪里
？Then that's where our direction is.
我们的一生是受那个手的支配。
Our whole life is delegated by that hand.
你的眼睛是不是注视那个手
？Are your eyes upon that hand?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
当你注视那个手的时候
，when you look upon that hand,
主的手往那边的时候
，when the hand of the Lord goes that way,
你自然就往那边。
You naturally go that way.
往这边
，when it goes this way,
你自然就往。
You go this way also.
这不是我们得救以后的故事吗
？Isn't this the story of salvation?
感谢主
，thank the Lord.
这就是圣灵的引导。
This is the leading of the Holy Spirit.
你看见没有
？Do you see that?
一步一步的引导。
Step by step.
现在站在我旁边的是又高又大的人。
So the one next to me is a big and tall.
他两岁的时候没有这么大。
When he was 2 years old, he wasn't this big.
我们就带他到欧洲去。
And then we took him to Europe.
他从小很胖，我们叫他胖胖。
So ever since he was very young, he was very fat. So we gave him a nickname, Fat Fat.
实在是抱不动的。
So we couldn't even carry him.
我们想说，如果抱着他一路上玩，还是不要玩好。
So we thought that if we were to carry him to go traveling, might as well not go.
但他又喜欢动，你怎么办呢
？But he was very active also.
后来我们想了个办法。
So then we thought of how we grew up.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看，我们已经带了天，到了天的门。
We have come to the gate of heaven.
但是我们怎么长大呢
？But how do we grow up?
不要。
Don't forget.
既然我们已经进入了天，进入天的境界。
So now we have entered into the realm of the heavenlies.
我们说坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目。
He said, "To you I lift my eyes, you who are enthroned in the heavens."
弟兄姊妹
，Thank brothers and sisters.
他不是坐在宝座上吗
？Wasn't he upon the throne?
但是感是的。
He was.
宝座给你看见他何等的威严。
The throne shows you how he is full of glory.
给你看见他何等的荣耀。
He is full of glory and honor.
但是我们的主宁可给我们看见他的手。
But the Lord wants us to show us his hands.
那个钉痕的手。
The hands that were nail pierced.
他怎样血把我们买回来。
How he bought us with his blood.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你愿不愿意看他一眼呢？
Are you willing to just even take a look at him?
还是你的眼睛已经被世界吸引？
Or are your eyes being taken away by the world?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个缘故
because of this,
你看见吗？
We see that.
我们就开始学习受引导。
We start to learn how to submit.
到了124篇。
And then we come to Psalm 124.
这是大卫上行的诗。
And this is a song of ascent of David.
这个非常有意思。
This is very interesting.
这个当大卫写这篇诗篇的时候。
When David wrote the psalm,
你不能不想到他受逼迫的时候。
You can't help but think of the time that he was being persecuted.
他说以色列人要说，若不是耶和华帮助我们，若不是耶和华帮助我们，当人起来攻击我们，向我们发怒的时候，就把我们活活的吞了。
Said it says, if it had not been the Lord, we would have been swallowed. We would have been engulfed.
暴倒大陆，大卫一生是逃难的。
Now you know the whole life of David, he was one who fled.
谁要他的命
Who wanted to, his life?
扫罗要他的命
Saul wanted to kill him.
但是更叫他伤心
But what caused him even be great distress was his son Absalom.
在所有的儿子里面没有一个像亚瑟龙俊美非凡
Among all his sons, there was no one as good looking as Absalom.
圣经里面如果你要选最美的美男子的话 恐怕就是亚瑟龙
If you want to find a most good looking man in the Bible, it's Absalom.
但是最伤大卫心的就是亚撒龙。
But one who also hurt the father's heart most is also Absalom. And then Absalom rebelled.
要想活活的把他的父亲吞了。
And he wanted to engulf his father.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
他逃他亚撒龙的难的时候。
So when he was fleeing from Absalom.
他你知道从大卫的城大家晓得吗
？He went from the city of David.
然后往约旦河外走。
And it went towards beyond the Jordan.
那第一个你一定要经过希伦谷吧。
First, you have to go through the Kidron Valley.
那个时候的希伦谷有溪水，有流水。
At that time, the Kidron Valley flowed water.
主耶稣那个时候也有流水。
During the time of our Lord Jesus, there was also water flowing.
一点都不错，的确有那个，的确有那个流水。
There was that flowing water.
所以呢，你知道，等到与这个，等到这个大卫经过那个。
So when David went through that water, if you think about that, what he was thinking,
平常是小桥流水，就是那么小一点点流水。
Normally it's just regular water of the stream.
现在你看见流水，他自己要逃难。
Now when he saw the water, and now he had to flee.
所以在他的感觉里面，就诗篇一百二十四篇第四节的感觉。
So in his feeling is what is spoken of in verse 4 of Psalm 124.
那时波涛必漫过我们，河水必淹没我们，狂傲。
So then the waters would have engulfed us, the stream would have swept over our soul, then the raging waters should have swept over our soul.
So, brothers
and sisters,
你读到124篇的时候
so when you come to Psalm 124,
这里很明显地给我们看见
here we clearly see,
这个大卫啊，可以说睹物思情，他看到这些景色，他就想起他的自己。
So when David saw these environments, he thought of himself.
但是他用诗人的笔法
Of course, he wrote it as like a psalm.
你看这个希伦的希呢，就变成波浪漫过我们，狂傲的水淹没我们。
So when he went through that valley, he saw that the waters would have engulfed us, the stream would have swept over our soul.
后来有位比大卫更大的就是我们的主。
Then later on, there was one who was greater than David, which is our Lord.
约翰告诉我们。
Remember what did John say of him?
我们的主也过了希伦。
Said how our Lord Jesus also went through the Kidron Valley.
同样一件。
The same thing.
而那天晚上。
And that night.
是满月，是月亮的晚上。
And that was a full moon.
当他走在那条。
So when he was going through that valley,
有一首诗篇在他的里面。
There was a psalm in him.
诗篇一百十八篇。
It was Psalm 118.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
有理由的。
There is a reason for.
但是不管怎么样
，No matter what,
在他里面
，In him,
匠人所砌的石头已经成为头块的房角。
The stones which the builders rejected had became the chief cornerstone.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
一百二十四篇呢
？Psalm 124.
应该就是。希伦溪谷的。
It's spoken of the story of the Kidron Valley.
那这样就是前面五篇了。
So this is the first five chapters.
很清楚的。
Very clear.
然后接着五篇的。
Then the next five chapters.
到了哪里呢
？When you come,
就到了哪里呢
？Where do you come to?
就到了这个，就到了这个锡安，主要到了锡安山。
You come to Zion.
然后最后的五篇
，and the last five psalms，
到了摩利亚山
，we come to Mount Moriah。
我想我们今天早上只能讲这么多。
I think we can only share this much this morning。
那后面我要借一点时，后面要用一点时间给大家一点这个图，要给大家看看这个图。
So we want to use some time to look at the picture, the diagram。
那现在我要把它解释一下了。
So I have to explain it。
如果你刚才没有睡觉的话
，if you didn't sleep earlier，
那我现在讲你一定听得懂。
Now when I explain, you should be very clear。
否则的话，你还是不容易听懂。
Otherwise, it's very difficult。
那么现在我稍微把它解释一下。
So let me explain。
那么在这里是地图，是我们的这个是这个耶路撒冷的图。
So you see the picture of Jerusalem here.
那么大家看一下，这里这个就是圣殿山。
So this is the Temple Mount.
那这个就是耶路撒冷。
And that's Jerusalem.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
这里这个是个中央山谷。
Now this is the central mountainous region.
这个叫做东山。这个是个东
拿出来。
好，大家看这个是东山，这个都是东山。
Now this is the Eastern Mountain.
你看到吗
？You see that?
这个希罗亚池子在这里。
The Pool of Siloam is right there.
这里就是锡安山。
This is Mount Zion.
看见没有？慢慢往上爬。
And then you would climb up.
然后就是圣殿山。
The Temple Mount.
然后到这里就是哥哥他山了。
And here is Golgotha.
主耶稣就钉在这个地方。
This is where our Lord Jesus is crucified.
看见没有
？Do you see that?
所以。这个大概这个就是这个就整个的摩利亚山。
Now this is the whole of Mount Moriah。
这个是西山。
This is the Western Mountain。
那么过来以后，那么这一带就是这一带就是大概主耶稣最后晚餐的地方。
And this is where our Lord Jesus had his last supper。
好了，这个是大概有城墙的耶路撒冷。
So this is the Jerusalem within the city walls。
然后呢，这个就是山谷了，你看的希伦溪谷。
Now this is the Kidron Valley。
那这就是希嫩谷。
This is the Hinnom Valley。
那这个就是橄榄山。
Now that's Mount of Olives.
大家看到吗
？Do you see that?
这是伯法奇。
This is Bethphage.
到了伯法奇，就到了耶路撒冷的门内。
When you come to Bethphage, you come into the gates of Jerusalem.
所以如果你站在那里往这边看的话
，So if you stand there and you look towards Jerusalem,
你就看见整齐的耶路撒冷。
You'll see how the city is compacted together.
大卫的宝座
，The throne of David.
然后神的殿
，And then the temple of God.
全部收在眼底。
And it's also and then
都看得见。
You can see it.
所以在你站在橄榄山上。
So when you come to Mount of Olives,
往这边看都是绿的。
If you go look that direction, it's all green.
往这边看都是黄的。
And that direction to the east is yellow.
这是伯大尼。
This is Bethany.
在后山。
It's in the back towards the back of the mountain.
其实阿拉法特它的底线呢，如果谈判。最后他要让步最低的就是在耶路撒冷如果建立建国的话就要在这里定首都的。
So actually, Arafat actually, his final conciliation is to set up the capital of Palestine in Bethany.
他现在当本来很硬，就是一定要在这里。
Of course, he wanted originally for the capital to be in Jerusalem.
但他最后的底线其实在这里。
But now his worst case would be in Bethany.
那么这就是伯大尼。
This is Bethany.
那么主耶稣呢，就是在这里升天的。
And this is where the Lord Jesus ascended into heaven.
那么我想这，那么到了伯法奇以后呢
？So after Bethphage,
过来就是耶路撒冷。
If you come this towards the west, it's Jerusalem.
那么在这里有个高的地方。
Now there's a high place there.
对准这个圣殿。
That sort of aligns with the temple.
那就是他们烧红母牛的地方。
And that's where they burn the ashes of the red heifer.
那个一定要在营外才可以。
So has to be outside of the temple,
所以,
outside of the camp,
所以 city limit, outside
of the city limit,
所以很清楚的,
so it's very clear.
那么如果烧红母牛灰对准这个点,
so the where they burn the ashes of red heifer, it's aligned with the temple itself.
然后这里就是这个圣母大教堂,
and that's where the holy sepulcher is.
三个刚好是一条直线,
the three make up one line.
好了，那么这个是大概的情形。我想大概这个
This is a general situation.
整个地势就这样了。
The general geography.
橄榄山
Mount of Olives.
锡安山
Zion.
摩利亚山
And then Mount Moriah.
天的门
The gate of heaven.
大卫的宝座
The throne of David.
神的同在
The presence of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见信心。
This is faith,
顺服,
obedience,
交通,
and fellowship.
因信称义,
justification by faith,
因信成圣,
sanctification by faith,
然后因信得荣耀,
glorification by faith,
磨成神儿子的形象,
to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
所以你看这个是三个,三图画很清楚的。
So these are the three pictures that are very clear.
好,现在我想我们就可以看下面一个。
We'll look to the next part.
那这个是诗篇120篇
This is Psalm 120
这就是诗篇120篇的米色
This is Meshek
米色我们说过就是 米色 这个米色就是圣经中的米色大概就是今天的莫斯科
The Meshek is a mosque of today
我们昨天说过可以说是 从耶路撒冷来看已经是北方的极处了
So this is the northernmost part of looking from Jerusalem
那无论如何米色在圣经里面指着黑海附近那一带的地方
So Meshek speaks about the area near the Black Sea
所以你知道这个人根本在很远很远的地方
So this person is in a very far place
不在迦南地的
Not in Canaan
远远离开迦南
Far away from Canaan
那这个是沙地阿拉伯
Now this is Saudi Arabia
我来不及找一张沙漠的地图
I didn't have a time to find the picture of a desert. Mecca is there.
前两年出事的吉达在这里。
And then where there was a bombing was in Jeddah.
那么这个就是圣经所说的基达。
And this is the Kedar spoken of in the Bible.
一个是基达。
One is Meshek. One is
我们不知道这个吉达是不是就这个吉达
Don't know if it's this Jeddah or this Kedar
不过圣经的吉达是指着沙地阿拉伯说
Actually the Kedar mentioned in the Bible is usually speaks about Saudi Arabia
所以大家可以知道现在离开迦南很远很远
So now we know we're very far away from Canaan
这是诗篇120篇
This is Psalm 120
好现在我们看下面一个 这个就是诗篇122篇的
This is Psalm 122
那么如果你站在这个橄榄山的话
So if you're standing on top of Mount of Olives
你今天如果面对着这个耶路撒冷
If you look
面对着对面的往西边看的话
If you go look west
你看这是城墙
This is the city wall
这是金门
This is the golden gate
那么金门的背后这就是圣殿山了
Now behind the golden gate This is the temple mount
这就是圣殿广场
This is the temple square
这个背后就是西山了
And this is the western mountain on that side
这个整个都是
This is the Eastern Mountain.
那么，这个哥哥他在这边。
Golgotha is that way.
然后这个西安山在这一边。
And then Zion is towards the left.
那这个就是山谷。
Now this is the valley.
再下面一个。
And then
这就是橄榄山。
This is Mount of Olives.
这一带就是。 这个就是科西玛尼
This is Gethsemane
所以科西玛尼是在橄榄山的山腰
Now Gethsemane is on the middle of the Mount of Olives
那么如果你到最高的地方这一带
So if you go to the highest point in Mount of Olives
那个应该就是他们烧红母牛会
This is probably where they burn the ashes of a red heifer
那么到底主耶稣在哪里升天没有人知道
Where the Lord Jesus ascended no one knows
因为天主教盖了个礼拜堂所以大家都以为在那里升天
So because the Catholics built a church there they think it's there
我们不知道
We don't know We don't really know
所以但是不管怎么样主耶稣的确是从橄榄山升天
Of course the Lord Jesus ascended from heaven into heaven from Mount of Olives
好下面一个 哦对这个就是你稍微那你可以看得出来你这个其实也 就是你如果这个就是可以看得出来这个摩利亚山这一部分
So this is again Mount Moriah
那这个大家就是后面的城了
Now this is the city behind it
那么当然大家可以想象得到那个时候的景象跟这个是不同的
So of course the picture of that time is different from now
好再下面一个这个是用电脑合成的
This is oh
这个是用电脑合成的
Now this is a computer generated picture
就是说你如果站在橄榄山的话
So if you are upon Mount of Olives
那如果那个时候不是这个回教的寺
Now if this were not the Muslim mosque
所以你大概 如果站在橄榄山上，应该看的这个圣殿的景象应该这样的。
So the picture that you see from Mount of Olives would be this picture.
所以这个还是诗篇一百二十二篇。
This is still Psalm 122.
你如果看见神的殿，应该这个也大概这个样子。
So if you look at the temple of God, it probably looks this way.
这个非常准确的。
This is very accurate.
因为有足够的资料。
对 ，because we have enough information.
我们可以知道大概圣殿什么。
We know how the temple looks like.
不过这个当然比所罗巴伯圣殿要大得多。
But of course, it's much bigger than the Temple of Zerubbabel,
就是恢复的圣殿
or the Temple of Recovery.
因为这是希律所盖的
because this is Herod's temple.
那么这个圣殿广场很大嘛
Now the Temple Square is very big.
那这就是外邦人的院
So this is the the
这边是外邦人的院
That there is the Gentiles' court.
那么到了这里面，你看已经到了圣殿的
So you come towards the middle, you see the temple proper.
好，下面一个。这个到了一百二十四篇。
So this is Psalm 124.
那就是讲到这个希伦溪谷了。
This is the Kidron Valley.
所以大家可以看得出来，这整个都是希伦溪谷。
And this is all the whole of Kidron Valley.
这个犹太人的坟墓都葬在橄榄山。
Now the Jewish tombs are all on the Mount of Olives.
那基督徒坟墓呢，都是葬在这里。
The tombs of the Christians are all in the Kidron Valley.
他们想主回来，他们第一个先复活的。
They want to be the first to be resurrected when the Lord Jesus returns.
因为他们穷，所以只能够在山谷里。
But because they're poor, they can only find places here.
那么这个就是那个就是城墙了。
And that's the city wall.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看你要登耶和华的山，你看。
So you have to ascend to the hill of the Lord.
那众臣们呢，头都抬起来。
So lift up ye gates, lift up ye heads, all ye gates.
现在你看这个门是关的。
Now that gate is closed now.
到了那一天要抬起来。
That day it will be open.
所以这是希伦溪谷。
So this is the Kidron Valley.
好，在下面，这个非常有意思的。
This is very interesting.
这个是橄榄山，对不对
？This is Mount of Olives, right?
这是摩利亚山，对不对
？This is Mount Moriah, right?
圣殿在这里，是不是
？This is where the temple is, right?
这不是 Kidron Valley?
Isn't this the Kidron Valley?
考古学家他们研究一个问题。
So now the archaeologists they were investigating something.
这个整个是个大石头。
This is a huge rock.
那么当你这个当你这个什么当这个这个祭坛呢，你把燔祭献上以后。
So after you offer the sacrifice on the altar.
这个血呢要流到哪里？要流到这个要流到这个祭坛的脚底下。
The blood will flow below the altar.
所以他们到处要找一个洞。
So they need to find a hole.
那个洞呢，希望能够一直通到基伦溪谷。
So they would like that hole to go all the way to Kidron Valley.
你想想看
，Imagine that.
过逾越节高逾越节的时候
，During the Passover, during the time of our Lord Jesus.
大概他们要杀二十五万只的羔羊。
They have to slaughter about 250,000
lambs. 你看有多少的血
？Imagine how much blood there would be.
所以考古学家就问说，那么这个血到什么地方去
？So archaeologists were wondering where this blood went.
所以一定是经过一个洞。
So there's probably some kind of hole.
然后呢，一直这样流到希伦。
And they flow all the way into the Kidron River.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这是为什么约翰告诉我们
？That's why John tells us.
主耶稣他经过了希伦溪。
The Lord Jesus passed through the Kidron Valley.
然后到克西马尼。
And then came to Gethsemane.
你知道他知道，当他钉在十字架上的时候
，He knows that when he was crucified on the cross,
他的血要为世人流。
His blood would flow for the world,
就好像流在希伦溪一样
just like the blood flowing to the Kidron Valley.
所以这个就是那个整个的背景
This is that background.
好，我们再看下去。这个就是希伦溪谷了
Now this is the Kidron Valley.
那么我们相信，在月亮的晚上，主耶稣应该可以看到这个景色。这个应该那个时候还在的。
So this is probably a something that even existed during the time of the Lord Jesus.
这都是坟墓。
These are all tombs.
他们说是就是古王的坟墓。
So the tombs of the ancient kings.
那么这个就是那个都是那个山谷里面的。
So this is the Kidron Valley.
好，再下面，这个就是摩利亚山了。
Now this is Mount Moriah.
那我们说过，摩利亚山是高起来的一块地。
Now Mount Moriah is an elevated place.
不过这个非常的 misleading. No.
But this is actually very misleading.
因为这个是这个到现在这个还在这个广场在。
So this still exists today.
不过当然，主耶稣那个时候没有这个东西。
But during the time of the Lord Jesus, that mosque didn't exist.
那么从南到北有六个足球场呢。
So from the south to north, there's six football fields.
从西到东有五个足球场。
So from west to east, there are five football fields.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个谁呀、啊？这个希律王啊， 是把原来的摩利亚山把它扩建了。
So actually, Herod actually expanded upon the original Mount Moriah.
原来的广场只有现在的一半那么多。
The original square only was half of what it is today.
那为什么这些这个变成这样子呢
？Why did it become this way？
因为希律大动工程啊，用泥土把它通通垫起来了。
Because Herod used a lot of sand to build up this land.
那本来大卫那个时候不是这个样，是个很自然的山嘛。
So before, during the time of David, it was just a part of natural.
上面有圣殿嘛。
And there was a temple there.
那都是很自然的。
It's all very natural.
现在变成很人工的了。
Now it became very artificial.
所以这些通通填起来的。
So they build that up.
只有这个墙是真的。
So only that wall is real.
这个墙是假的。
This wall is.
所谓假的不是大卫那个时候。
In other words, it's not during the time.
这是慢慢往前推的。
And then they were built up.
北边也是这样。
So the same thing with the north.
左边也是这样。
Same thing with the thing on the left.
这个就是哭墙。
This is the wailing wall.
那么这个是以犹太人认为说最圣的地方。
The Jews believe that's the most holy place.
他们认为这个应该是大宝，这个大卫，这个所罗门所留下的最后一个地方。
So they feel that this is the last piece of the wall that's remaining from the time of Solomon and David. So that's why they wail there.
他们没有儿子到那里去哭。
They don't have a son, they will wail there.
他们要求什么就到那里去哭。
If they want to ask for something, they wail there. That's why they call the wailing wall.
其实他们忘记了。
But they forgot.
这个墙根本跟大卫没有关系。
That this wall has nothing to do with David.
跟所罗门没有关系。
Has nothing to do with Solomon.
你知道那个时候的墙在这里，不在这里。
The wall was more inside, not over there.
根本不是这里，根本是这里，根本不是这里。
It's much more inside. It's not there.
所以他们白哭一场了。
So they were weeping in vain.
根本跟那个没有关系的。
Nothing to do with that.
你看见吗？这是当初的这个摩利亚山不是这么大，根本是这样大的。
Mount Moriah of that time was much smaller, not that big.
所以大家要记得。
So everybody should remember.
那么圣经所说的阿尔南何场
？So the threshing floor of Ornan or
大概就在这一块。
It's probably right there.
就在这一块。
Right there.
你知道其实啊，现在的街面不是街面。
Now you know that the street level right now is not really the street level.
不是主耶稣那个时候街面。
Not the street level of that time.
你要到一个 tunnel 到隧道里面。
You have to go into a tunnel underground.
你要事先跟他约好的。
You have to arrange it with him.
然后你可以一直走到那个最底下跟。大概一两层楼以下，那么才是主耶稣那时候走。
Then when you find two floors below that, then it's the street level during the time of the Lord Jesus.
所以你可以想象这里有一个斜坡的。
So you can imagine that there's a hill right there.
这个西风从这边吹过来。
Now the western wind blows that way.
特别到了黄昏的时候。
Especially during dusk.
它是非常微风非常温和的。
It's a very gentle breeze.
所以这是做禾场最好的地方。
So this is the best place to build a threshing floor.
你把那个麦有带着糠的麦，你往天一扬，结果所有的糠统统飞走。
So when you throw up the wheat, they will be separated from the husk.
那这个和129篇发生关系。
So this is related with Psalm 129.
所以希望大家能够记得。
So if everybody can remember.
大概是这样。
It's probably generally this way.
那好了，下面一个。那么现在呢，大概给大家看一下这个地图。
So let me just give you a general impression of the map.
这是摩利亚山。
This is Mount Moriah.
那这就是山脚了。
This is the foot of the mountain.
那么希洛亚池子在这里。
Pool of Siloam is down there.
你看你们基训泉在这里。
The gate of the spring is there.
现在考古学家证明啊。
So now archaeologists have proven.
那里有个 tunnel 是完全真的 tunnel， 完全没有错，不假包换的。
There's a real tunnel.
那么这个真就是历史的。
Though this is part of the history.
你记得保罗不是？你记得这个大卫怎么把拿下来的
？You know how did David take down that city?
他们气大卫啊。
Because they were angry at David.
因为他们就这个城拿不下来。
Because they could not destroy that city.
所以他们把瞎子跟瘸子就摆在城墙，就笑大卫，看你能不能打得进来。
So they placed all the blind and the deaf there, making fun, mocking David.
结果大卫就从这个地方。
And then David from there.
沿着里面那个秘密通道进来。
And then entered in through the tunnel.
然后就把锡安拿下来。
And then took lay hold of Zion.
这个非常有意思的。
This is very interesting.
那么这里面有很多考，那么自从1997年以后。
Ever since 1997.
现在以色列就大量在这里发现很多很多的东西。
The people of Israel have discovered many things in that city.
在这个以前。
Before that.
你如果去读这个一些的书
，If you studied some books，
包括 Edersheim 可以说是这个这方面的专家
，including Edersheim who is the expert in that area。
他告诉你，这个西安通通是在西山，不是在这里。
They will tell you that the Zion is on the Western Mountain, not the Eastern Mountain。
现在考古学家告诉我们是。
But no, the archaeologists tell us。
西安山就是西罗亚池子所在的地方。
So, Zion is where the Pool of Siloam is.
是最小最小的地方。
It's the smallest place.
然后呢，你看这里说 Solomon City.
And now you find Solomon City.
那慢慢慢慢，你看起头大卫的宝座在这里。
So in the beginning, the throne of David was there.
到了大卫的时候，到了所罗门的时候。
But during Solomon, it moved.
他不是建造圣殿吗？
Didn't he build the temple?
就在圣殿的南边。
Towards the south of the temple.
他不就是建立了他的宫吗？
Didn't he build his palace?
他的 palace 吗？他的palace 在哪里呢？就在这里。
Where is his palace? It was there.
所以清楚吗？
So、
所以现在非常清楚的。
Now it's very clear.
所以你知道说，这大卫的宝座在这里。
The throne of David was there.
这叫做西安。
This is Zion.
现在大卫的宝座到了这里。
Now the throne of David was moved north.
因为所罗门坐在大卫宝座上。
Because Solomon was upon the throne of David.
你怎么替西安下定义呢？
How do you define Zion?
大卫宝座所在的地方。
The throne of David, where it is.
所以现在西安包括这块地方。
So now Zion includes that part of Solomon's.
因为已经很靠近这里了。
Because they're already very close to the temple.
所以圣经也用西安来代表整个的耶路撒冷。
So that's why the Bible also uses Zion to represent the whole of Jerusalem.
我想这个是很清楚的。
I think it's very clear.
这里跟127篇、128篇有关系。
So that Solomon's city is related to Psalm 127 and 128.
这里是125、126.
This is Psalm 125 and 126.
我想这是清楚的。
I think this is clear.
我们再倒退一下刚才那个倒退。那你看呢？这个就是这一带就是大卫宫的地方。
So this is where the throne of David was.
所以你看，就是后来所罗门宫所在的地方。
So then, that's where Solomon's city was.
然后再下来，这个就是西安，这个整个就都是西安山。
Go further south, you find Mount Zion.
整个都是，不要忘记，整个都是摩利亚山。
The whole, everything is actually part of Mount Moriah.
我想现在应该很清楚。
I think now it's very clear.
好，下面一个。那这个是考古学家根据所得的资料，大概那个时候的样子，这个样子。
So according to archaeologists, this is probably the picture of that time.
就是大卫那个时候。
Time of David.
那么根据考古，那的确就是他们。So, 重新把它 reconstruct.
Now the archaeologists they reconstructed that picture.
那么大家就知道，这个慢慢慢慢这边就往摩利亚山去。
So you see they go south all the way to north towards the Mount Moriah.
我们再看下一个。那么这个也是一个模型。
This is also a model.
大概这个样子。
It's about this picture.
这就是希伦溪谷了。
This is Kidron Valley.
那这个就是锡安山。
And this is Mount Zion.
好，我们再看下面。这个是现在的，如果这个希伦溪谷。
So this is the Kidron Valley today.
那这就是锡安山。
Now that's Zion.
现在这个都是房子。
It's all made up of houses.
好，在下面，那么你再仔细看今天的情形是个样。
City of David.
所以大概这样。好，那么这个就是129篇了。
Now this is Psalm 129.
我们说过这个是摩利亚山，对不对？
This is Mount Moriah, right?
这个到了最高峰了嘛。
You come to the peak, right?
至圣所，圣殿应该在这里。
The temple is probably right there.
我们以后会再提。
We will mention it.
我们下两堂会再提。
In the next two sessions.
这个就是哭墙。
This is the Wailing Wall.
那么这一带应该就是阿尔南的河墙。
So this is probably the threshing floor of Ornan.
那么大概这样，下面一个。这个是今天的什么？是今天的这个圣殿广场。
So this is the temple square of today.
结果最近有一个很重要的发现。
Now recently there was an important discovery.
发现的人叫做 Rittmeyer.
And his name was Rittmeyer.
他是一个考古学家，是个很好的基督徒。
Now he was an archaeologist. Very,
他就到清真，这是清真寺嘛。
Now he went to the Dome of the Rock.
那么这是清真寺的平台。
And then you find that the platform of the Dome of the Rock.
他就发现了